Got to get to some breaking news now out of Washington here from the Supreme Court, actually, with justices saying they're going to let President Trump's executive order on mail-in balloting go into effect while a bigger court fight plays out. Remember, that order, which was signed months ago now, back in March, pushes the Postal Service to put in place a new rule that has states provide a list of eligible voters 60 days before any federal election. Calendar check, midterms are 71 days from today. Let me bring in Ryan Riley, who's joining us now. Zero jargon, practically speaking, what does this actually mean?
I don't think we quite yet know.
The ruling, I love that answer. At least honest. It's honest.
The decision itself says that, you know, this is not our final decision on this matter. Okay. But the calendar, I think, is so essential to what you're talking about here. Because this is just a really expedited schedule for them to make any changes before these midterms, which are 71 days away. And so what this allowed them to do was move forward with like aspects of the, it's basically proposing these rules, right? So they've now proposed these rules in the Federal Register, but we really don't know how this will ultimately play out. This is not the final word from the Supreme Court on
but
this.
But whatever happened, wouldn't they effectively, they don't have 71 days, wouldn't they effectively only have basically 11 days to do something if they want to get anything into effect before the midterms? I'm not talking about the presidential calendar or other, you know, there's other obviously elections in the future, but that's kind of the time period we're talking about within 2 weeks.
Correct. And even with that, you know, then you're talking about this massive process with various states. It seems like just a real mess to try to implement before the midterms. But it speaks to Donald Trump's desire to sort of nationalize these issues, which are traditionally things that are handled on the state level.
So I don't want to, this is not because I want to ask and put it in sports terms, but because I think sometimes we talk about Supreme Court decisions in this language. Is this a win for President Trump? A loss? Is it a draw?
Temporary win, I think, right
temporary.
Now. Yeah,
okay.
And that's the short game, right? I don't think, you know, we're not in the playoffs yet, I would say, you know.